Navigating the divorce process can be challenging, especially if you don't have proper guidance. Deputy Registrar for the Matrimonial Division of the Supreme Court, Norma Farron, speaks on how to get a divorce in Jamaica. She was inside JIS Radio's Studio 58A with host Vaughn Davis.
Under the most ideal circumstances, how long or how short can the process take?
Under ideal circumstances, it can take 4 to 6 months.
Okay.
Because we have statistics to show that, you know, minimum of 6 months. But ideally, if the documents are error-free, you know, usually where when you have children, you know, sometimes, you know, that can make the process a little longer. Mm-hmm. Or if it is contentious, the process can be a little longer.
Of course.
But under ideal circumstances, documents are error-free and everything, you know, is in order.
All right. From your end.
4 to 6 weeks. 6 months, not weeks,
right,
sorry.
4 to 6 months. Four
yes.
to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. That was a slip of the tongue, all right? So in terms of expense, because that seems to be the most intimidating factor why many persons tend not to go this route. Can you say what it might cost a person?
I mean, why would you say that?
Many persons just feel like they feel like there's just a general perception that really expensive.
When persons are getting married, mm-hmm. you realize that no expenses are spared, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
depending on the kind of marriage. I mean, there are some people have very RGD weddings.
No, persons will go out of their way to do an elaborate wedding.
Yeah.
But as it relates to fees charged, I am really not in a position to speak to fees. Mm-hmm. We do not charge fees at the court.
In terms of filing these petitions and so on?
We do not charge fees at the court. Fees are paid at the government office, the tax office, tax administration, stamp office. Because what really happens is that the originating document or the initiating document, which is the petition, that's the only document that you stamp, and that's for 5,000, right? So you stamp that at the stamp office.
All right.
And if you require a certified copy of, say, the decree absolute, then that's $100, and that's payable at the stamp office.
Okay.
So we are not really involved in...
Depends on you, and I suppose maybe your attorney and the whole process, and, you know, individual.
Yeah, and I mean, fees will vary depending on the attorney and depending on the issues that may arise, you know.
Right.
So,
You don't think the expense is really intimidating or should prevent anybody from following through with
as
that?
As I said before, when persons are getting married, you know, expenses are spared.
You make a good point,
right?
Real. I mean,
so,
you know.
I mean, and I say, I don't really know what the fees are.
All right. Now, you mentioned earlier that there are steps being done to try and make the process a little easier for persons so that they don't try and go the wrong and illegal way or unlawful way. So talk to me about some of those things.
Okay. Well, really, we now have prescribed forms, and those forms came into being in 2015. They were gazetted in 2015. That's Gazette number 49 and 49A. And those forms are now available on the Supreme Court website, www.supremecourt.gov.jm. You can go to the website. The documents are in Word. Mm-hmm. And you can fill in the information based on your particular circumstances or the facts of your case.
So it
makes it a lot easier, especially for self-represented persons.
Okay, so they don't necessarily have to feel intimidated about having to get a lawyer or retain a lawyer. Not that that's a bad thing, but persons might feel a little intimidated about the process. They can be more involved in the process.
Right, so they can go look at it and then have an appreciation of what, you know, is required. And over time, we intend to, you know, populate the website with more information so persons can have, you know, information at their fingertips to guide them.
Deputy Registrar for the Matrimonial Division of the Supreme Court, Norma Farron, in a recent interview with Vaughn Davis inside JIS Radio's Studio 58A. Catch the full interview on our YouTube channel at Jamaica Information Service, Studio 58A. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.